The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late. There's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 19 October 2021. And gee whiz, the Atlanta Fed has just caught on and said the U.S. economy suddenly on the verge of contraction. Really? I knew that since 2006. I'm sorry. At a time when Wall Street banks are scratching their heads for credible explanations why they're keeping or raising their year-end Standard & Poor's target, at a time when economic growth is in a free fall and inflation is soaring, an unexpected source of honesty has emerged. The Atlanta Fed, which now sees the U.S. on the verge of contraction. No, and that's not those little pains you get before you birth a baby either. It's the latest GDP Now forecast, just published just hours ago. The Atlanta Fed slashed its estimate for real GDP growth in the third quarter of this year to just 0.5%, down from 1.2% on October 15th. Wait a minute. That was just how many days ago? Four? So 4 days ago, they're going, oh, it's 1.2%. Yeah, it's COVID. But here we are 4 days later. And a month ago, they were predicting 6%. You know, I go to the grocery store, buying a gallon of gas. Everybody knows it. The collapse in the Atlanta Fed tracker is correlated almost tick for tick with Citi's U.S. macro surprise index, which has also plunged in recent months. That's just another indicator that they use. According to the Atlanta Fed economist, after recent releases from U.S. Census Bureau and the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, the now cast of third quarter real personal consumption expenditures growth and third quarter real gross private domestic investment growth decreased from 0.9% and 10.6%, respectively. Okay. Well, I won't bore you with the rest of this stuff, but they finally caught on that, oh, inflation is here. And they'll never use the term devaluation of the currency we all use and love. We know and love, don't we? You know, that's one term I would like to see scratch from everybody's minds, every bit of literature, any words ever written or spoken, I'd like to see it scratched into oblivion. Because it's not inflation, it's devaluation, period. And how much further can you devalue the defunct dollar? Well, this is coming in line with the rest of the world that's using that funny money as well. Folks, part of the plan here with the Great Reset is for us to go cashless. Okay? Do you think JoJo is hiring 80,000 new IRS investigators. They're going to go into the bank accounts. It was finally Jen Psaki was asked the question about, you know, why are you doing this? Well, you know, it's for people to pay their fair share. But wait a minute. Billionaires and millionaires, and why are you going after the little people? If you negotiate more than $10,000 through your account in a given year, I didn't say month, I said year, you will have an IRS agent poring over your bank account or your credit union account or whatever it is. Now, you've heard a little bit about it. Yeah, the game plan is to do away with that dirty money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had shortages of coins from the Treasury Department. Remember that one? Well, and then they come out and said, well, you know, that's actually dirty. That passes from hand to hand. Do we really need it? Let me paint you the scenario that they're heading toward. The currencies will be gone once the Great Reset finally takes place, or they hope that it does. Everything, every digit, every zero, every one will be in the cloud and will be open to inspection, especially by the government. So, if they claim that you owe anything, or you're remiss on something, or you overlook, guess what's going to happen? Sucked right out of your bank account. That's where this is headed. And I'll tell you what, after hearing that admission from Jen Psaki today, you people should be worried. Should be very worried. Not only are we going to cashless society, we're going into the cloud minders now. And they will have complete dominion. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I call her Jen Snarky.
You know,
I think it's a better...
I'll be honest. I have never seen a congenital liar as smooth as this woman is.
She is. It's amazing.
It is thoroughly. She can absolutely look at you and lie right to your face and do it in a convincing manner. Which leads me to believe that she may be more psychopathic than anything else, but she's the best I've ever seen as a president's mouthpiece, ever. But that's not why you called.
The reason I called, I found out more information about the Round Rock School District, what's happening there.
Okay.
Have you heard anything about it?
No, you asked me that question yesterday. Laura, stop making me look stupid because I live here in Round Rock. No, and you've got the information. Please impart it to the audience, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. The school board wanted this man to be superintendent, and they wanted to vote him in right that day. Well, one of the citizen parents found out the superintendent had an aggravated assault charge against him. And what it was, he impregnated his mistress, and she wanted her to have an abortion. And she said no because she was Spanish. She said it was against her religion. Anyway, he went to her house and beat her up. So, mind you, he beat up a pregnant woman.
Oh, my God. Now,
well, the school board was so determined. Two of the school board members did leave. One of them was named Mary. And anyway,
they resigned?
So they only allowed 18. There's this room, this auditorium, I don't know if you've been in there, can hold 300 chairs.
Mm-hmm.
They only allowed 18 chairs in. Well, the other parents said, okay, we'll bring in our own chairs. Oh, no, they couldn't allow that to have them bring in their own chairs. You can't bring in chairs, and you can't stand against the wall. This is how determined they are. And they want to vote on, you know, masks, and they want to vote on raising the property tax because they've lost so many students. I guess they've lost about $3 million in that school district.
Well, I've got news for the people living in Round Rock, but they already know that. They have upped the property taxes $800 already.
Wow.
Now, the little trick is they come in, do a reevaluation. And we have had, because of the dot-coms and the industries moving here to Central Texas in and around Austin, Samsung is a big one, and people need housing. People are coming in from all over the country to go to work in Central Texas. Well, that necessarily creates a housing shortage. And, of course, in any good housing shortage, what happens? Well, the existing property values go up. When I bought my house almost 20 years ago, it was $150,000. And I guess at the time I thought, well, I guess that's a pretty fair price. But now it's been reevaluated. It's now worth $400,000.
Whoa, wow, really went up.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It really did. But as the services has changed in Round Rock, Texas, no. It's an expensive place to live in some regards, and in some then it's not. It's like any place else. But, yeah, these school boards, the parents have to get it through their heads that having your curriculum orchestrated by the federal government and then allowing the, I don't know what the hell you'd call these people, communists, socialists, communitarians, I guess you could say all, to sit on these school boards and allow the stuff that's going on is absolutely ludicrous. And when the parents finally figured out, look, these teachers' unions, they're protecting this stuff. School boards are rife with people that should not even be on a school board, whether they're paid or not. I don't care if they volunteer or not. That there is something definitely wrong with our educational system, and the respective states have to take back the charge of the curriculum. Now, what's that going to lead to? Well, Laura, you'll have blue states, and then you'll have red states. But I can guarantee you one thing, that if the states start taking back control of their own curriculum and teaching the writing, reading, and arithmetic rather than battling teachers, nationwide teachers' unions, and all the lawyers that are hired, and all the jamification, if I can use that term, we're to the point now that teachers and the school boards are so concerned that they're now labeling parents terrorists because they're showing up at these school board meetings to point out that we don't like what you're doing. We especially don't like what you're teaching our children. Yeah, the mask is still an issue. But that's kind of a side issue now. It's the CRT that they're cramming down these kids' throats. And as I said before, this is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, to use the public school system as a transmission belt for propaganda. It's right there, and that's exactly what they're doing. Parents started to wonder, you know, kids coming home from school going, Daddy, are you really a racist? Or being outright accused of being a racist. This has got to stop. These teachers' unions, the hell with them. The hell with them. And the people have got to take back control of the school systems in their respective states. I don't want the federal government having a damn thing to do with education. Period. Why do we need federal anything for an educational system that before was not federalized, and we did okay teaching writing, reading, and arithmetic? Hell, they did a better job with schooling our children in history, mathematics, in the one-room schoolhouses that they're doing with multi-million-dollar-a-year budgets. It's out of control.
Anyway, to finish up my story, the citizen parent who wanted to not vote that superintendent in.
Yeah.
The police came to his house and arrested him. I don't know if any of this, do you have a local paper? Is it in the paper?
Look. You know, I got to tell you, you're making me feel stupid here because I live in Round Rock and I was not aware of this.
I don't want to do that.
Laura, I get it and I appreciate the warning, and so does everybody else out there. And I will look closer at Round Rock, okay? But my eyes are cast elsewhere. It's on the border. It's on the clowns. It's on the, you get the idea. But I thank you for that. Because
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I was fighting school boards before it was cool. I mean, way back when Claire and I would go to school boards and fight them all the time. Like I said, we even took a school board to federal court at one point for a health book and the things it said in it. But now the sex ed and stuff, it's 10 times worse than I when I was working on all this. You know?
Yeah, it really is. And
you know what? Yeah. I think why they're starting these young kids talking about the sex and everything, I think they're getting these kids ready for pedophiles. I really do. I think they're, you know, teaching them all this stuff.
Well, and
eventually older people are going to start feeding on these poor children.
Well, and, you know, I've always said this, and I'll say this again. All they had to do was wait one more generation. And they could have had anything that they wanted hands down. Because the education has been eliminated from our kids in these schools. The separation, I mean, families, it used to be mom and dad and kids. Now there's mom, maybe dad, but there's no parents anymore. What's the divorce rate in this country now? I'm sure it's over 50%. But that continuity of generation to generation has always come from the family unit in this country. And that's one of the first things that were under attack. Laura, I thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You know, I don't spend a whole lot of time talking to anybody in Round Rock, except maybe the police. I always keep close tabs on these guys. And anytime they see me coming, they don't run the other way. They get this look on their face like, what do you got today? When I had a low-power FM that was completely illegal from the FCC, when that got shut down, I literally had Round Rock cops driving through my parking lot, rolling down their windows, going, when are you putting the station back up? Now, how they equated my radio station I had at my house with driving up to my office, I still don't know. But literally half the Round Rock Police Department used to go around, riding around in their little cruisers, listening to this network to find out what the hell was going on. They especially paid attention when that NDAA thing came out that said, oh, now we've got this declaration of terrorism. And, you know, and they went, what? Now you're starting to see the whole terrorism deal starting to flower. Now you're starting to see the federal government proclaiming terrorism of concerned parents. Get your hands off my children. They're now being classified as being terrorists. Why didn't they do it with gun owners? Although I guess there's too many of them out there, and they've got the ability to say a little bit more than no and really mean it. But folks, that's what started the militias of the 90s. When Bill Clinton and Butch Reno, the Attorney General, started to actively come out and say that we're going to ban these weapons, these are going to be illegal, they're going to be confiscated. That's when the militia started in this country, because we intrinsically knew that once your self-protection is gone, you're gone. The government will be able to do anything and everything to you that they so desire. Just ask the people of Australia. I don't know what's happened to jolly old England. I think these people have drank a little bit too many cups of tea and too many crumpets. They've gone brain dead over there because they're accepting everything that the government's throwing at them. But here in the U.S., it's a little different, isn't it? James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
The reason why Jen Psaki didn't lie so well is CRISPR.
Hey, hang on a second, James. I got to take this break. We'll be right back.
When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up come down.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Take down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted.
Bank. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, well, there's another one there. Brzezinski's daughter. Have you seen her? She's the same way.
No.
Like total robots.
No, I haven't noticed. Did you say Brzezinski?
That's, Jen Psaki's one. She does the White House. The other one is on ABC or something. She's a news reporter. Oh. Brzezinski's daughter.
Okay, well,
Mika, is it?
Oh, that one. With Morning Joe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're married.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a trip. But
well, it tells me who wears the pants in that family.
Yeah. Well, that was the idea, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Whips and chains, but I keep my mouth shut.
Well, right. I mean, did anybody notice out there? There was a video that went viral. AOC is getting. She's sitting on a bed, and there's a man in the bedroom, and he wants him to slap her. Yeah. And that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Okay. What else are they into? Sadomasochism, whatever else. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't care. These people are pilotless. They're rudderless. They're gone. This is, I think, intrinsically what people are feeling, but they're just not putting it together in their head. You know, this is what's coming. No. These godless little creatures.
Right. By the way, what's Bill Clinton? I heard his health is deteriorating. Is there something there?
Supposedly, he's going to be released any day now.
Too bad.
Well, you know. Yeah. I felt the same way about Colin Powell's passing, the guy that lied us into the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, maybe they can give Billy Boy some vaccines before he leaves.
He's probably going to want to do several lines before he kicks off, you know?
Right.
And as his brother said, he's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. I've never seen anybody go through so much cocaine. But that's another subject. James, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
All right. Bye. Now, Mikey, what were you telling me during the break? Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about the Round Rock news, and you were a little upset that Laura from Michigan's bringing in these stories that we don't hear about. And the only thing I've heard about Round Rock in days and days, probably weeks, about Round Rock schools was, oh, out of KVU 24, Round Rock's got the top four elementary schools in Texas. And I mean, and Westwood's one of the biggest, highest ranked schools in the nation. They're in the top 500. I mean, we don't get news about this. I think the whole point is, I was trying to make to you, and then you said you should come on the air and say this, was you have to be on the other side of the globe, or, you know, on the other side of the turn, and then
you will hear about it.
You want to talk? You want to talk some noise about, look how good we are in, you know, Michigan or Texas versus the other,
right?
And then, you know, oh, look, they're down there being stupid, and we're so good here.
And what have I always said? That locally, everything is containable. We've got the round. Why are we here in this building today? Because the great newspaper of Round Rock wanted the area that we were renting. The Round Rock Leader.
Really?
Yeah. And
I think I heard you mention that.
Yeah, once we moved and they'd set up shop, I just walked in the place and looked at them and says, how you like the facility? Well, we like all the windows. Yeah, so did I. Completely encircled by windows. Had a lot of light.
Oh, so they took the old RBN.
They took the old RBN. My contract was up for renewal and all of a sudden mysteriously got canceled. And I walked in there and said to him, I said, look, if you think you're going to be here very long, you don't know your current landlord, do you?
Oh, no, the landlords in this entire area of Texas are definitely...
Well, this one was beyond, but that's another story. Wow. At any rate. So, yeah, we don't necessarily hear about stuff here because you're not going to put it in a Round Rock Leader. I'm not in communications with a lot of people in Round Rock, Texas, except my immediate neighbors. So I don't know of these goings on. So when somebody latches onto something like this in Michigan, Lauren in Michigan, you know, I'm appreciative of hearing about it, but I get this overriding feeling that somehow I'm not standing guard on my own backyard. I'm sorry, I got an entire country here. Whereas it used to be a two-person thing to run a network, take care of the house, do all that. It's now on me. So I've only got so many people, and that's me. And then we have exactly three people working for this network. Okay? So if I happen to miss something, please don't make me feel stupid because I don't know about it. Maybe that's my insecurity coming out. Do you think so, Mikey? Calm down, he says. Tony in Virginia. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, hello, John. It's a pleasure. Am I coming through?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just want to say that, no, you don't look stupid. You look ignorant. Okay, but here's the thing, okay, and let me qualify this, okay?
Well, okay, ignorant. Now, I've got to warn you, I'm not cutting you off here, but there is a break, so stand by, Tony.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Tony, you're up.
Yeah, hello, sir. Okay, am I coming through?
Yes, you are.
Okay, all right, great. So what I want to say is that you just look ignorant. Now, here's the thing. We're all ignorant. None of us can keep up with all this all the time. And I would like to remind the audience out there that our enemies, those that want to bring this tyranny, that want to control us and treat us like sheep and cattle, as subjects and not citizens. And I just put that out there. Think of yourself, is this moving you towards citizenship or towards being a subject? But I digress with that. But so they're working in teams, they're doing this stuff, and if for people to say, oh, well, that's crazy, now you're thinking conspiracy. Well, again, I would just like to point out that people are sitting in prison on conspiracy charges, meaning they couldn't link any physical evidence to the actual crime, but they're actually sitting in prison for conspiracy, right? So if you don't believe in conspiracy, your government does, and they have no problem using it against you. Yeah. And it's just naive to think that the government doesn't engage in conspiracy. But again, I digress with that. The point that I wanted to make is that I love RBN and this guy V, for example. I'm just not familiar with the show because I have to get information from other sources. But I do get a lot from RBN, and I love RBN and everything you guys are doing. But like you said, the First Amendment and the freedom of being, you only look stupid. See, it's like, what is it, the old saying that you're allowed your own opinion, but you're not allowed your own facts. So you only look stupid when you're countered with facts. okay, that go against whatever narrative you have. And I think a lot of times people's pride or this, that, or the other gets in the way. But I don't have any beliefs that anyone can't challenge. And so I just think it's great and that having the discourse, but you not, I'm the same way. For example, I live in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I followed the local news, there's nothing but murders and rapes and this and that. So I, for the longest time, I've gotten, and I don't, unless some, usually it's other people telling me, right? I basically follow what, because I'm trying to follow the big picture, right?
Right.
I'm following the federal government. I'm following, like, around the world, stuff like that. That's one of the things I love about Rivero's show, by the way, is that he goes around the world, and you don't get that as much. That's something I would like to, you know, commend him on. And I'm looking at that, and then as those of us that are truthers or however you want to label yourself that want to search it to the nth degree, we're looking at, like, the bankers and the people that are actually pulling the strings and what's going on beyond that. And we're never going to get that in the corporate-run media, right? I guess we're in a corporatocracy. I've heard people say that, and I think, that's it. I mean, it's the flip side of fascism.
Well,
right?
then six corporations own every news outlet in this country. They control 90%, and that also includes, you know, the Breitbarts of the world and everything else. They control 90% of the media in this country. So what are you going to get from them? Only what they want you to hear. And they will set the discourse, and they will set the discussion. I watched Fox News flip, where they were just sitting around sharing opinions amongst each other, and then they were running polls on their opinions, rather than, you know, why don't you give me the white paper news? Okay, here's the story. You know, there's this side of the story, then there's the other side. We report, you decide. They've never done that, but that's the way a news agency should run. You gather all the facts available, forget your slant news, forget your agenda, report the news. That's it. So.
Well, yeah, and I think one of the most telling moments was Fox News, among many, but I forget the black lady, the news anchor, I can't remember her name. And I apologize
when Newt Gingrich was on and you couldn't talk about George Soros? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was so obvious that the person in her ear whispered, we don't need to talk about George Soros, which meant that was her cue to change the subject.
That's right.
But she just repeated verbatim what he said. I mean, that's just so obvious that's what happened.
That was a producer in her ear. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't figure that one out, you know, and again, people that think that Epstein, when it comes to conspiracy, I just try to put stuff that is so obvious that, and I mean, the Epstein story, I mean, I'll just do that because I'm like, okay, no conspiracy. Yeah, Epstein committed suicide.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thank you so much for your time.
All right, Tony. You take care. All right.
Yes, sir. You as well.
You found two stories. Where did you find the stories?
It's from September, apparently, but I've got a KXAN, that's news, that's Channel 36 out of Austin, and I also have an MSN.com news story and a News Wars story that I think just came out.
News Wars, that is... Paul Joseph Watson, isn't it?
I think so. It's definitely an InfoWars related, but I'm posting that NewsWars story with links to the other two more mainstream stories from a month ago or two.
Yeah. Somebody in Kokomo is really going to appreciate that. I don't know. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, so, I mean, our judicial system is impotent. Our Congress is impotent. I mean, we've got very little recourse. There's only a few judges out there that'll hear a case that's worth any value to it or whatever. So my question to you is, what do you see us doing to get out of this at all?
What we have been doing, continue to educate each other. You're seeing prima facie evidence of that with the COVID-19 information. The people that absolutely refuse to get vaccinated. See, this, like I said, Andy, this is the problem I have with all these groups who are out front going, oh, we're not taking the jab. And we have the right to choose what we take and what we don't. That's the wrong argument, as far as I'm concerned. But it's a safe one for them. But how did these people get educated? They get educated through sources like RBN, Gateway Pundit, you know, and other outlets out there that have been tracking and tracing this, doing interviews on it, doing the news stories that they refuse to do. The reason why you're seeing the vaccination hesitant people in this country is because they sought out the information, and it was on the internet, which told me that they failed in two regards. First, they put out the warning bell that if you talk about anything that we don't want you to talk about, you'll be deplatformed off the social medias. That was a mistake. Because once you prohibit something, somebody gets the idea, well, what are you trying to hide? Or what's your real agenda? But they have failed in that regard. That's why I was waiting for them, Andy, to shut down the entire damned internet. Because that's the way they really could have stopped this information from being shared.
Which leads me to my next question, John. So they've allowed us enough to get a much information out there and whatnot. We're seeing the pushback. So does that, I mean, we got to assume these guys aren't complete idiots. So they've got something else in mind. Do you foresee anything in the near future coming up?
Well,
that they might pull on it?
They're stuck with this COVID thing. As badly as this has backfired on the U.S., it's backfired in other countries as well. The program didn't work. Well, it partially was a success. They think that they're going to be able to talk about new variants and then come up with new vaccines, and people are going to rush in and get the jab because, well, they're following their fear, not the science, because the science doesn't back this stuff up. It exposes it for what it is. What I see them doing, what I think the next move is for the globalists, the New World Order, which is actually your global elite, bankers all, is to pull the plug on the world's economies, throw it into abject chaos and bankruptcy, and people will be thinking about where they get their next mouthful of food rather than, well, what do we do about that, or what do we do about this? That's their only play left.
Well, so do you think this avalanche of Haitians and these Afghanis and stuff, do you think they play a role other than just infiltrating our country?
Well, it's part of the balkanization process that we've been under for a very long time. You attack the family, and then you have a foreign influence that comes in and is not born here, is not schooled here, but they're expected to join our society and believe what we believe. They don't. They don't. They don't have any real loyalty to this country at all. It's just their next stop after they left wherever their home was.
All right, then. That's all I have for you, sir. You have a good night.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate your call.
You bet.
You know, I mean, yeah. And it has its other benefits of, voting. Well, you got all these illegals that are running around our country now. So we're now giving you the right to vote, even though you're not a citizen. And who are you going to vote for? Why do you think Dallas and Houston has gone blue, as well as San Antonio? Who do you think lives in those cities? That's right. They were once illegal. Now they're kind of accepted. They're quasi-legal. Oh, let's just quasi-legally give you the right to vote. And who are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for that person that ain't going to bother you. That's who you're going to vote for. There was one other thing. A caller called in yesterday. Mike, do you remember the guy's name we were talking about the ports? Yeah. Glenn? Glenn in Philadelphia, was it? Well, here is a little different take on this. And there's actually two stories I'm going to do quickly here. Global supply chain crisis is brewing, leading to a full spectrum shortage of essential items. This is a result of mass centralization where policies are dictated and synchronized by the aristocrats of the new normal. The coming years will be marked by extreme socioeconomic turbulence. The world is reportedly facing an everything shortage, where essential goods are getting harder farther and more time-consuming to find. These shortages affect the entire gamut of social pyramid structure. The typical production delivery cycle is repeatedly hammered by a macabre musical chairs of woes in the tune of Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Well, if the problem's not the lockdown, then it's the dearth of raw materials. If ports are ready to unload raw materials and finished products, then truckers are unavailable to pick them up. If truckers are available, ports are unable to process freight. Okay. I'll buy that. Alternatively, the problem could be acute power or fuel shortage, which I don't believe that's the case. The long festering supply-demand disequilibrium entered a point of no return when the coronavirus pandemic was declared in March of 2020. A mass of freight ships bobbing aimlessly off the coast of China is now joined by similar armada along the U.S. coast. But is that really the reason? I don't think so. I think we can point to a more substantial reason why this is going on. And let me dig up this story here, because I hope you guys posted it. Let me see here.
Scott, Nevada.
That's right. Now, I don't think you guys posted my story. And it was the one that talked about the regulations on California. And the reason why if these trucking companies have to have 3 years or younger because of all this particulate matter, and they came down hard on diesel trucks. California version of Green New Deal. Let me take a look. Hopefully that's it, because it's not in the banner. Okay, wait a minute here. What are you reading again?
The California version of Green New Deal and October 16th, 2020.
Where the hell are you seeing that?
It's way down there under insanity or what, and then between that.
Okay, do me a favor. Pick the story out and put it on my page, will you?
Okay.
Thank you. Port of Los Angeles prepares for 24/7 operations to tackle massive cargo backlog. Is that the one? Post it. This is live radio. What? Just post it. And, of course, you posted it on my screen, and I'm not getting it over here. I need another 3 seconds. 2, 1. And there it is. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. California version of the Green New Deal and an October 16, 2020 EPA settlement with transportation is what's creating the container shipping backlog. Working California ports 24/7 will not help, and here is why. Hundreds of requests for details on specifics of the container shipping backlog. This comes from the conservative Treehouse. They posted this up. Hundreds of requests, as I said, came in. Well, the writer says, I spent 3 days calling sources, digging for details, and gathering information on substantive issues at hand. The epicenter of the problem is not what is being outlined by financial media, corporate media, and politicians who have a specific interest in distracting from the issues at hand. And this hasn't anything to do with COVID-19. The issues being discussed today relate to events what happened a while ago. As a matter of fact, it was so predictable that Amazon, Walmart, UPS, FedEx, Samsung, the Home Depot, and Target all had taken action years ago, long before COVID, because they knew this day would come. It was not accidental that those companies showed up at the White House to discuss the issue, because there is now a full court press to hide it. There is one very specific regional issue driving the problem. a trucking issue with California LA ports, that is the Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach, is that all semi-tractors have to be current with new California emission standards. As a consequence, that means trucks cannot be older than 3 years if they are to pick up or deliver containers at those ports. This issue wipes out approximately half of the fleet trucks used to move containers in or out of the port. Operating the port 24/7 will not cure the issue because it does, as it does, is pile up more containers that sit idle as they await a limited number of trucks to pick them up. This is the central issue. On October 16, 2020, the EPA reached a settlement agreement with folks, the story, it's got all the related links you can read to your heart's content on this. Reached a settlement agreement with California Air Resource Board to shut down semi-tractor rigs that were non-compliant with the new California emission standards. 2020, San Fran. Today, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced settlements with three interstate trucking companies imposing a $417,000 fine for violating the California Air Resource Board's federally enforceable truck and bus regulation. As trucks are one of the largest sources of air pollution in California, EPA will continue to ensure these heavy-duty vehicles have the needed pollution control equipment and operate in compliance with the rules, said EPA Pacific Southeast or Southwest Regional Administrator John Boosterad. These companies have agreed to bring their trucks into compliance and operate more cleanly in all communities they serve. Now, in effect, I can read you the other, the nitrogen oxides and the particulate matters and all that, but I don't want to bog this down. In effect, what this 2020 determination and settlement created was the inability of half of the nation's truckers from picking up anything from the Port of L.A. or the Port of Long Beach. Virtually all private owner-operator trucks and half of the fleet trucks that are used for moving containers across the nation were shut out. Transportation companies started using compliant trucks, the low-emission trucks, to take the products to the California state line, where they could be transferred to non-compliant trucks who cannot enter California. However, the scale of the problem creates an immediate bottleneck that builds up over time. And it doesn't matter if the ports start working 24/7. They are only going to end up with even more containers waiting on a limited amount of available trucks. Yesterday, in an effort to obfuscate and actually hide the epicenter of the issue, the White House put on a performance to provide political cover. In a grand pantomime, Joe Biden met with the heads of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. That would be Gene Sirica and Mario Cordero, respectively, and the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union. The publicized meeting and the White House conference was sold as Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg showing actions that they are taking to address delays and congestion across the transportation supply chain in Southern California. As a result of the meeting, the Port of Los Angeles announced that it will join the Port of Long Beach in expanding to 24/7 operations. The Port of Los Angeles will add a new off-peak nighttime shift and weekend hours, nearly doubling its hours of operation. Well, that publicly promoted action event was a complete political farce. No amount of extra productivity and working the docks to offload ships will solve the issues of trucks that cannot pick up the containers and distribute them toward manufacturing or warehouses. As I noted, the issue started becoming visible several years ago when the California Air Resource Board announced a new environmental regulation. Several massive multinational corporations with specifically in tune supply and logistics operations immediately recognized the issue they would face if 50%+ of the trucking fleet would be blocked from entering California ports. Wow. And I could go on with this, but I digress. Steve in New Mexico. Hello, Steve. He dropped. All right. Folks, it isn't COVID. It isn't a shortage of truckers. You know, I heard Fox News the other day. Well, that gives you opportunity for young truckers to go out there and pick up the load. We don't have a shortage of truckers. What, did COVID-19 wipe out their memories? That they forget how to shift gears or back up a trailer? The drivers are there. They're just not allowed to get to the ports to pick the stuff up. Cause and effect. There is always a reason, but the reasons are most often hidden from view. Wow, I'm... And this is causing all kinds of shortages. 76 billion dollars a month from China. Our trade deficit with them is beyond astronomical. We're taking in almost $77 billion a month worth of their goods hitting our shores. And it was suggested that, well, maybe it's consumer demand. People got checks and they had money to spend. No, that wasn't it at all. Because we didn't have this problem in 2020, did we? No, we really didn't. It's not a production problem. It's a distribution problem. You put up the updated version?
Yeah, we actually kind of had that story posted twice, and it was a little confusing, so I've linked it, and I also posted the latest updated version, and it's the latest post right now.
All right. Thank you. Oh, and Lauren, there's a story up there about Round Rock. Laura. Laura, not Lauren. Laura, sorry. Yeah, it certainly looks like it.
Apparently they had a meeting like last week and they had problems, but then there was other
meetings.
Well,
one of the problems was that the school board decided only to put 18 chairs in this auditorium. Exactly. And when people showed up and said, "That's okay, we got our own chairs." They said, No. No. No, we have 18 chairs and they're full. What are they trying to hide behind? This ain't going to last long. Oh, boy. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Thank you for being here. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And as always, first hour on Wednesdays, Roger Landry. We'll see you then.
Red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.